of God, turn it with me in your Bible tonight to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17, if you will. And we're going to look at the first 9 verses together. I'm going to try to preach to you to encourage you tonight. I know we've got school coming up. We've got a work week coming up. We've got grocery shopping and yard work and everything else imaginable that's going to be coming up this week. So tonight I'm going to try to give you something just to get you through to Wednesday night. Now, you're going to have to come back to Wednesday night to get fed again so you can make it through the rest of the week. What I'm going to give you tonight is not going to be sufficient enough to get you through the next Sunday. So I encourage you to come back Wednesday night so you won't wither away and die, my friend. Let's look here, if you would, Matthew chapter 17. Let's read the first 9 verses together. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up to a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeareth unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I pray, God, you'll help us tonight. You'll help me to preach. God, you'll help all of us to hear, to listen. God, this message is not only for them, but for me. God, encourage us by thy Spirit. May we be determined to march on. God, lift up high the blood-stained banner and tell others about Jesus Christ. Father, help us tonight. God, help us to stomp on the devil a little bit. God, I pray he'll get mad as fire tonight. God, help us to leave here encouraged and be excited about Jesus. In your precious name we do pray. Amen. I want to draw your attention just to one little phrase here in verse 4. And the disciples said here, if you would, in verse 4, Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. My friend, I want to try to concise that a little bit, and I believe in my own terminology. Peter said, Lord, it's good for us. It's good for us to be here. Here, James, Peter, and John, the inner circle. I don't know why Christ chose these men to be the inner circle. I have no idea why these 3 particular men was chosen to go with Christ onto the Mount of Transfiguration and see Christ transfigured in front of their very eyes. I don't know why these 3 men was chosen, but God chose these 3 men, and he had them to march up the mountain. He said, we're going to be apart for a little bit. We're going to just get ourselves away from the world and get ourselves away from the hustle and bustle and get ourselves away from everything imaginable, and I want y'all fellas to spend time with me. And my friend, all of us need to take that heed tonight. We all need to spend time with Jesus Christ. Stay with me, if you will. I'm not going to preach long tonight. It says here in verse 2, and was transfigured, talking about Jesus before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto him Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said of Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. Here, you know what Peter said? Lord, it's so good that we're here. You're here. You're transfigured. We see in part thy glory. We see Moses and Elijah here. I believe that might be the 2 witnesses we have in Revelation. But I believe Moses speaks about what's going on in the Old Testament as far as Elijah. I don't want to go on that tonight. Maybe we go to another day. But here Peter said, Lord, it's good for us to be here. Let us build 3 tabernacles, one for you, Jesus, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And me, Peter, and John, we'll just sleep outside. It don't matter if the rain falls on us. It don't matter if the sun scorches us. It don't matter if the coldness frostbite our fingers. But we just want to stay where Jesus is. And you know what Peter said? Peter said, Lord, it's good for us. It's good for us, my friend, to be in the presence of Jesus. I'm going to try to preach tonight about some things that is good. My friend, it's good to know who Jesus Christ is tonight. I don't know a whole lot. I'm just a country boy from down in the South. I didn't do real good in school. I'm not doing real good in school now. But I know the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm here to tell you tonight, my friend, it's good to know who Jesus Christ is. Hey, I will never be a millionaire. I will never have a mansion on this side of eternity. I will never be famous. I will never be popular. But I know what I know, my friend. I know who Jesus Christ is tonight. And my friend, I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I don't have to worry about tonight. I don't have to worry about next week, my friend, because I know who Jesus Christ is. My friend, I want to give this to you. I don't know what God will do tomorrow, but I do know what God can do tomorrow. I don't know what God will do tomorrow. I don't know what God will do next week. I don't know what God will do when we have problems. I don't know what God will do the next time we have to go to a graveside. I don't know what God will do the next time we have sickness in our family. I don't know what God will do the next time we have a financial struggle in our home. I don't know what God will do, but praise God, I know what God can do. And God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. Hey, God can be faithful and God can be merciful. Hey, Peter said, Lord, it's good for us to be here. My friend, it's good to know who Jesus Christ is. I don't know a whole lot, but I know when I lay down tonight, my friend, if I would take my last breath, I'd go to be with my Savior in heaven because I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. I'm living for Him today. I've got all my confidence. The Apostle Paul said, hey, I'm fully persuaded that He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of redemption. Paul says, hey, he says, I have all confidence that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. I don't know much, but I know it's good, my friend, to know who Jesus Christ is because He said, I will never leave thee, I never forsake thee. I think about people we visit in the hospital. I think about people we visit in a funeral home. I think about people that we visited in the rest homes and in different places. We had to leave every one of them. Had to leave every one of them. I was able to go visit Sister Joanne as she was in the hospital. I was able to go visit Brother Peter as he was in the hospital. And the doctor come in and said, Brother Peter, we're going to have to take your gallbladder out in just about an hour. Didn't have much time to prepare. Didn't have much time to get things in order, if he had to get anything in order at all. And my friend, I had to leave that day and go to school. But hey, thank God we got a Savior that will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll be there always with you, my friend. And the Bible says His grace is all sufficient. The Bible says His mercy endures forever. The Bible says joy shall come in the morning. The Bible says He loves us with everlasting love. Hey, the Word of God says His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Hey, my friend, it's good tonight to know who Jesus Christ is. He's my Savior tonight. He's my friend. He's the one that gets me through today. He's the one, my friend, that we sit down every time we take a bite to eat and say our blessings, and we thank Jesus for the food He's provided. My friend, He's the one that cures our children anytime and every time they have a sickness. It's not the medicine the doctor gives. It's not the prescriptions the doctor gives. It's not the care the hospital gives. Only God can heal a person from sickness, my friend. Hey, thank God tonight, you don't know a whole lot of good things. You might not work in a good job. You might not have the best family. You might not have the greatest health, but hey, thank God, it's good tonight to know who Jesus Christ is. And we see this here, if you would, in verse 1. The Bible says, after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. My friend, not only do we know who Jesus Christ is, but Jesus Christ knows who you are tonight. Boy, that's something, ain't it? I know a lot of great preachers. I know a lot of great pastors. Hey, I know a lot of great men, but hardly any one of them knows who I am. I know Dr. Clarence Sexton. He don't know me. I knew Dr. Lee Robertson before he passed away. He didn't know me. Hey, my friend, I know a lot of people in high places, but they don't know who I am. I know who Jesus Christ is. And hey, thank God, He knows who I am tonight. And He knows who you are tonight. He knows where you're at and what you need and where you're going and where you've been and where you're at. And my friend, the Bible says He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hey, we got someone tonight we can call on, and we know who His name is. His name is Jesus. But not only do we know His name, He knows our name tonight. He knows your name tonight. The Bible says every hair on your head is numbered. You know what? God has a name for every hair on your head. God has a name for every hair on your head. Hey, God knows exactly where you're at, where you're going, where you've been. And God knows you by name. I think about when Jesus Christ came out of the tomb. He said, hey, Mary. He called Mary by name. He said, go out and tell the disciples, hey, that what I say is coming to pass. And hey, and by the way, tell Peter. Remember, Peter was the one that denied him. Peter was the one that cursed him. Hey, Peter was the one that walked afar off. But hey, Jesus resurrected out of the grave. He said, hey, I want you to go and tell Peter, I'm alive. I've done what I said I would do. Hey, thank God, my friend, it's good to know who Jesus is tonight. And all that, but it's good to know where Jesus is at. It says here in verse 1, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And was transfigured before them, and their face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. Here, my friend, it's not only good to know who Jesus Christ is, but it's good to be where Jesus Christ is at, my friend. Hey, thank God, my friend, that we can be in the presence of Jesus. Hey, my friend, it's just not Sunday morning. It's just not Sunday night. It's just not Wednesday evening. But hey, my friend, we can be in the very presence of God every day that we live our lives, my friend. Hey, Peter and James and John, they knew who Jesus was, and they was in the very presence of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. But I've been in some church meetings when Jesus showed up. I remember a time at the Soul Lord Conference, a man of God was preaching. Boy, God so smote my heart with the Word of God with something that was preached that night, my friend. And God showed up that night. I didn't see a cloud. I didn't see a shadow. I didn't see a figure. I didn't hear an audible voice. But I knew God was there because God used the preaching of God's Word to my friend to convict the heart and to stir something up in a young preacher's life. But I've been here sometimes by myself in my little study, get on my face before God and pray and have God to show up. I remember times getting in this church and walking by everybody's pew and pray for you personally. Pray for the Varners. Pray for Brother George. And pray for Brother Wolf and Sister Brenda. And pray for Sister Rochelle. And pray for Sister Terry Lynn. And pray for Brother Steve and Sister Brenda. And I just went down the pew and could remember everybody that sat there and just prayed for them. After I got through praying for all of y'all, I went in my study and opened up the King James Bible. Hey, and God showed up. Here, Peter, James, and John, they went up into a mountain, my friend. They left everybody else behind. They went up to a place by themselves, but they knew who Jesus was, and they was in the presence of Jesus. And Peter looked down and said, God, it's good for us to be here. It's good for us to know who Jesus is. It's good for us to be where Jesus is at. My friend, I want Jesus to be here. In every service, every meeting, whether it's a Tuesday night visitation or Saturday night prayer meeting, I want God to show up. I want God to really do something for you and for me and for our children. We talk about it in the men's prayer room. These children are the future of the church. You won't be here forever. If nature takes its course, we'll be in a casket pretty soon. We'll be in a graveyard pretty soon. And these children will grow up and live their lives. I want God to be present in their lives. Here, you know what Peter said? Peter said, hey, God, it's good for us to be here. It's good for us to know who Jesus is. It's good for us to be where Jesus is. I want you to look at verse 5 and 6. Here, the Bible says, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, and whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. Hey, my friend, it's good to be where Jesus is, but it sure is good when Jesus speaks to you, ain't it? It sure is good, my friend, when God of heaven looked down upon the wicked, sinful creatures as we are, and God speaks to us, and God uses the Word of God, and God uses the Holy Spirit of God, and God uses circumstances, and God uses other Christians, but somehow, some way, God speaks to His children. Here, Peter, James, and John, they heard a voice from heaven. And they heard him say, this is my beloved Son, and who I'm well pleased. Boy, isn't that something? They heard from God. I've heard from God in this church. I've heard from God in this church, my friend. I make a whole lot about this church. I'm going to preach a message one day. But everything, every first thing that can happen in a Christian life has happened in my life here at this church. I got saved because of this church.
Me and my wife got married because of this church. Me and my wife got baptized in this church. Me and my wife, this was the very first church we ever joined. Hey, my friend, I started opening up on Sunday morning for Preacher Larry here in this church, scared to death. He said, just greet the people, find you a Bible verse, read it to them, take prayer requests. Hey, I was scared to death. I spoke my first message in this church on New Year's night. Hey, my friend, I answered a call to preach here in this church, sitting back there where Brother Robert is on one Sunday morning. I knew God was speaking my heart about preaching, and that Sunday morning, I just come in honor and say, God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Hey, my friend, I preached my first message in this church. Hey, my friend, I was able to lead a person to Christ. The first person I ever led to Christ was here at this altar, my friend. I want you to know I've had a lot of great firsts in this church, but my friend, I want you to know God has spoken to me and God has spoken to you in this church before. It might be the man of God preaching. It might be a woman of God singing. It might be a Sunday school lesson. It might be somebody's testimony, but God uses all of that to speak to man of your heart. My friend, it's good when Jesus speaks. I've heard a lot of preachers preach. I've heard a lot of people that Brother Jeff would talk about. I've heard him preach on cassette tapes. I've been to a lot of people. I've heard Lee Robertson preach in person. I've heard Tom Malone preach in person. I've heard Bob Gray preach in person. I've heard a lot of people preach in person. I've read a lot of commentaries. I've read a lot of biographies. I've read a lot of books about other preachers, my friend. It never compares to when God speaks to you personally. I'm not talking about hearing some kind of funny voice out of the clouds. My friend, I've never heard anything like that. I don't know if you have, but I haven't. But I've been in this church and listened to other men of God preach. And it seemed like God just sit down beside me and whisper something in my heart and ear. I remember the night Vance White was up here preaching about soul winning. Boy, a great, great message. You know why it was a great message? Because it convicted my heart. It wasn't a great message because we left here shouting. Because I didn't shout. It wasn't a great message because I left here proud and boastful of myself because I didn't. I left here knowing that God spoke to my heart about a lost and dying people out there in the world that's going to hell. I've had two people in the past 2 weeks come up to me and In my own words, they said, Brother Jeff, Pastor, what you've preached the last week or two has done something in my life. And there's something in my life that's wrong. Hey, thank God it's not me speaking to you, it's God speaking to you. Hey, it's not my words. My words is useless. My words is vain. But hey, it's good when God can speak to us. Boy, it's good when God just snuggles up beside you and He gets right up beside you and He squeezes you to death and He whispers in your ear, hey, boy, I love you. Hey, boy, keep preaching. Hey, boy, go soul winning. Hey, just keep on being faithful because it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Hey, my friend, it's good when God can speak to us. We're not trusting in some man. Not trusting in some program, or trusting in the God that's made the world and breathed the breath of life into our bodies, that God can speak to us. You know what Peter said? Peter said, God, it's good to hear your voice. But notice verse 7, I like this. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. Boy, it's good to know who Jesus is. It's good to be where Jesus is at. It's good to hear God's voice. But hey, my friend, it's good to feel the touch from another world. Boy, it's good to feel God's hands on your life. Hey, my friend, it's good to feel God's hands on your life. I remember, my friend, after God speaking to me, you come to this altar, you pray, you make a decision from God, and it seems like God just wraps His arms around you, and He lets you know, hey, everything's going to be all right. I'll give you this illustration many times, but I'll give it to you again. I remember one day Justin just spiked a fever real high and just went limp, just went weak. He couldn't even turn his head to the side to throw up. Mama laid him on the couch and, of course, put towels and blankets on the couch and laid him on the couch. And there was something I had to take care of here at this church. You know what me and Mommy done? We prayed for him. We got down in front of him on the couch. I mean, he was just a little teeny old boy. And we prayed for him. I got up off the couch. I believe I green van. I come to the church to take care of what I had to take care of. And as soon as I got to church, my wife called and said, I want you to know Justin's up, running around playing. Just a few minutes before, he was vomiting, just as pale, broke out in a cold sweat, and couldn't even lift his head. But my friend, that day, God wrapped his arms around me and said, "Boy, I could be there every time you need me." You know what Peter said? Peter said, "God is good. Lord, it's good when you touch us. It's good when your presence is on us. It's good when we can feel your breath on us." I'm going to tell you, my friend, hey, it's a hard life sometimes. Hey, it's a rough road sometimes. Hey, my friend, it gets difficult sometimes. Hey, my friend, the Bible says, man that's born a woman is few days and full of trouble. It's not a bed of roses. Hey, it's not easy. Hey, it's not convenient. Hey, my friend, it's not easy to wake up on Sunday morning and have joy in your heart and praises upon your lips when you know everything's going down and the world is turned upside down and shaking. But hey, my friend, it sure is good when God gets close to you and wraps his arms around you and you feel the breath of God and you hear the voice of God and he just whispers in your ear, "It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right." He don't have to say much. All he has to say is, "It's going to be all right." I believe it's going to be all right, church. Whatever you're going through, I don't know. I know what we're going through. My friend, it's not always peaches and cream, but we're going through rough times. But we have a van trouble. We have truck trouble. We have all kind of trouble. But God says it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, folks. Whatever you're going through right now, God knows all about it. And I believe he wants to tell you, it's going to be all right. Peter said, "Hey, Lord, it's good. Boy, it's good to know who Jesus is. It's good to be where Jesus is at. It's good to hear the voice of God. It's good to feel the presence of God." I want you to see this in verse 8. "And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only." Well, it's good to know who he is. It's good to hear his voice. But it's good when we can see our Savior. And I can see him in people's lives. I can see him in circumstances. I can see him in different things of the church. One day, folks, we're going to see him face to face. And boy, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. All the things you ever suffered, all the time the devil ever tried to just stick it to you, for all the time the devil tried to get one over on you, every time, my friend, things didn't work out like you thought it was going to work out. Hey, every time somebody maybe done something wrong to you, or maybe to the world mistreated you, my friend. Hey, it's good to see Jesus. Hey, my friend, it's good to know who Jesus is. It's good to be where Jesus is. It's good to hear the voice of God. It's good to feel the presence of God. Hey, but thank God one day we're going to see the King of Kings and Lord of Lords face to face, and we're going to bow our unworthy heads, and my friend, we're going to be able to be with them for eternity. Hey, my friend, it's good. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good when we see Jesus, my friend, because all the trouble is over and all the problems is gone and all the sinful world is behind us. Hey, my friend, we are just being in the very presence of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that died for me, the one that saved me, the one that took care of me, the one that fed me, the one that clothed me, the one that healed me, the one that spoke to me, the one that touched me, the one that covered me up in the shadow of the Almighty is the one I'm going to see one day. And my friend, by God's grace, I want to stay beside him for all eternity. Hey, thank God it's good to know who Jesus is. Hey, thank God it's good to be where Jesus is at. Hey, thank God it's good to hear the voice of God. Hey, thank God it's good to hear to feel the very presence of God. But one day, folks, we're going to see the very person of our Savior. And I believe when we get to glory, we'll look at Jesus like Peter did and say, "God, it's good. It's good. It's good." We're in Abraham. Say, "Abraham, you don't know me, but I know you. But the greatest thing is, I know Jesus. And it's good. It's good." I'll be able to see Grandmama. I say, "Grandmama, you're right. It's good." I'll be able to see Granddaddy. I'll be able to see Granddaddy. I say, "Granddaddy, you know what?" I say, "Granddaddy, it's." And Granddaddy finished up and said, "It's good. It's good to see Jesus. It's good to be in heaven. It's good to look back and see no more problems, no more cares, no more worries, because Jesus took care of all that. And now we're in heaven." You know what Peter said? Peter just simply said, hey, folks, it's good. It's good. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the precious Word of God. Oh, the Word of God's good. Thank you, God, for speaking to our hearts tonight. And Father, thank you that we can be encouraged by what Peter said. Peter said, God, it is good for us to be here. Lord, it's so good to know who you are tonight. I'm glad I know you as my Savior. And Father, it's good to know where I can find you. Anytime I need you, I can go to my secret place of prayer. And I can pray to you. I know you'll be there. Lord, it's good tonight to hear your voice. Every time we take the Bible, from page to page and cover to cover, we can hear God speak to us. And Father, it's good that you allow me, allow us to feel your presence. Not only in the church service, but God at home, on our jobs. Thank you for that. But God, thank you most of all that one day we'll see you face to face. And God, it'll be good. It's going to be good when we get to heaven. Lord, thank you for loving us, caring for us, being there with us. Lord, help me. Help me to love you to the fullest. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Let's all stand. The invitation starts. The altar's open tonight. If you want to come and pray and thank God for what he's done for you, you make your way. If it's good tonight, there's something in your life that's good tonight, you just thank God for it. Maybe tonight you're here. I'm going to ask you this question. Do you know you're saved? Do you know you've been redeemed? Is everything all right between you and God tonight? If you don't know that and you want to get the matter settled tonight, if you want to get something settled tonight, if you want to leave this church house tonight and know that everything is good between you and God, I want you to come on out of your pew and make your way up here. If you know you need to be saved tonight, you come on. If you want to give your life to God tonight, you come on. Maybe there's a problem in your life. Maybe there's something you can't handle in your life tonight. I want you to come and give it to God. Whatever the situation, whatever the problem, whatever the condition is, you find Jesus tonight and realize he's able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or even think. If you need to be saved, you come on right now. If you've got a problem in your life, you come on right now. We'll have somebody to pray with you. We'll have somebody to pray for you. If you need to get things right between you and God, you come on. You come to this altar tonight. Hey, God knows where you're at. Hey, God will come to you. God will get the situation. God will get the sin. Hey, God will get whatever problem you have out of your life. And then we'll be like Peter. Boy, it's good. It's good. It's good. Maybe you're here tonight and you just want somebody to pray with you. Lift your hand. If you want just somebody to pray with you tonight, you lift your hand and we'll find somebody to pray with you. Maybe you're on this altar. That's good. That's good. Brother Mac, why don't you come and pray with this young man? Anybody else maybe on the altar tonight? You come on. You come on. Brother Jim, you come and pray with this young man here. Maybe somebody else, you're on the altar, you in the pews, and you just want somebody to pray with you tonight. Just lift your hand up. Just raise your hand up. You're on the altar. You're on the pew tonight. Hey, just lift your hand up if you will, and we'll have somebody come and pray with you. We'll have somebody come pray for you tonight. Hey, my friend, I want you to leave this church tonight and say, Pastor, it's good. It's good to know who Jesus is. It's good when God shows up. It's good to feel the presence of God. It's good to feel the touch of God. It's good to hear the voice of God. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be super. It's going to be something terrific when we see the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when we see the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and last, He that was alive and dead and is alive forevermore. Hey, thank God, it's going to be good. It's good now, but it's going to get better. It's great now, but it's going to get greater. It's terrific now, but it's going to get even more terrificer when we see Jesus Christ, my friend. It's not too late. It's not too late. Maybe there's someone in this church that you want to pray for. Maybe there's someone in the church tonight, hey, you want them to know that you care for them. Won't you just go grab them by the hand and say, hey, let's pray together. Let's pray together. Maybe there's someone here tonight, you want to show them, hey, I love you and I care for you and I want us to pray together tonight. There's still time. I'm not in a hurry. Hope you're not in a hurry. God's not in a hurry. The devil's in a hurry because his day is coming to an end. But hey, my friend, I'm not. Should play one more verse. Are you right with God tonight? Do you know things are good in your life tonight? Can you go home tonight and say, hey, it's good. It's good. It's good. Father God, we thank you for this wonderful day that you've given to us. God, we thank you that we can live in thy presence. Lord, we don't have to live in the shadows. God, we don't have to be settled for the smoke. But God, we can have the very fire, the very presence, the very breath of God upon our lives. Father, it's good to know who you are and to know what you can do. I pray, God, for everyone on this altar, for the young people, for the older people alike. Pray, God, you'll bless them this week. God, you give them the spiritual maturity to make all the right spiritual decisions this week. And God, help us to realize as we wake up tomorrow, no matter how rough and tough and bad as it can get, it's still good. Because we know Jesus. Father, help us, I pray you would.